It is December 28th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Connemara Technologies launched a new website, connemara.tech, several days ago. Also, earlier in 2022, Connemara Tech split from Connemara Systems, they said, to, quote, laser focus on a world-class exchange platform, EP3, empowering financial exchanges and marketplaces to tune their platforms while reducing complexity and cost, unquote. They added, quote, EP3 captures decades of trading and engineering expertise that has open doors for our customers to invent the future of capital markets, including trailblazing the first cloud-regulated derivatives exchange, unquote. Sounds like Connemara is poised to help some entrepreneurs do some exciting things in 2023. Kemper Lesnick is looking for a public relations account executive in the B2B financial services corporate niche. The position is in Chicago. There's a link in today's newsletter for the details. The Financial Times is out with their list of the books to read in 2023. The description is from the historian Serhii Plotkin on the war in Ukraine to a fresh take on the Cultural Revolution in the latest novels by Paul Auster and Salman Rushdie, a preview of next year's titles. Bloomberg has come out with another list of books to read. This one is 17 books about cities we read this year. Bloomberg says the books are the 2022 books that made us look at cities, buildings, communities, and even sewers in a new light. There is more trouble for the towering Winklevoss twins. Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss and Gemini Trust are being sued for fraud by investors who claim Gemini failed to register some interest accounts as securities in violation of the Exchange Act. The proposed class action complaint was filed Tuesday in a Manhattan federal court. Bloomberg has the story. A happily married ex-finance executive is creating a website to help people get divorced. He wants it to be the WebMD of divorce and breakups, giving people the information to help them through the process, Bloomberg reported. CBS Chicago has a list out of 25 notable Chicagoans who passed away in 2022. Bob Otter shared with me that Harvey J. Yannick passed away on December 26th. Harvey was a longtime member of the Chicago Board of Trade. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. CQG's Maroney Brennan on how collaboration builds a healthy ecosystem. A video from our FIA 2022 Expo coverage. Ryan Maroney, CEO and Managing Director of CQG, said it was a no-brainer to expand Ali Brennan's role to Head of Americas and EMEA running sales for the Europe, Middle East, and Africa, EMEA, office, as well as the Americas office. In the role since early November, Brennan said she's excited by the opportunity to grow CQG's footprint and launch products in a new region. Maroney and Brennan spoke with John Lothian News about development in CQG's world of trade, routing, market data, and technical analysis tools in an interview at FIA Expo 2022. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Reuters. Gift of Love Waterford Crystals placed on Times Square New Year's Eve Ball. nearly 200 new Waterford crystals were installed on the New Year's Eve ball in Times Square in New York on Tuesday in preparation for Saturday's celebration to welcome in 2023. Since 1999, replacements for the 2,688 crystal panels that make up the ball have been designed and made by hand by Irish craftsmen at Waterford. Each year, a new theme is chosen. This year's theme was the Gift of Love, incorporated intertwining hearts, said Waterford master artisan Tom Brennan at the Times Square site. My comment, I hope they dropped the ball very carefully. Here's a story from the Financial Times. China's elite give Paxlovid to friends as demand soars for COVID drug. Pfizer's antiviral more coveted than Moutai as authorities restrict imports despite virus wave. China's elite are stockpiling supplies of Paxlovid, Pfizer's COVID-19 antiviral drug, and giving it away to curry favor with business associates as an unprecedented COVID wave leaves hospitals stripped of resources and ordinary people struggling to access medication. My comment, what better gift to give your friends? Here's a story from CNBC. Stop complaining, says billionaire investor Charlie Munger. Everybody's five times better off than they used to be. Billionaire Charlie Munger thinks we should all be a lot happier. Munger, the longtime investment partner and friend of fellow billionaire Warren Buffett, says he doesn't understand why people today aren't more content with what they have, especially compared to harder times throughout history. My comment, I will have to get on my computer on my dial-up modem and look that up to see if it is true. Here's the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. The top three most read stories yesterday were about the toll winter-related weather is having. First, from AP News, is Western New York death toll rises to 28 from cold storm chaos. Second is also from AP News. Heavy snow in Japan leaves 17 dead, dozens injured. Third was Duke Energy curbs energy load in Carolinas on Christmas Eve. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the Financial Times, the headline, exit from zero COVID is no easy path for China. Forced to abandon its draconian policy, Beijing's unconvincing narrative cannot hide its lack of preparation. Arriving in Beijing from Hong Kong in late October, my family and I witnessed Xi Jinping's now defunct zero COVID regime at its awful peak. As we filed into the deserted airport, one of the policy's foot soldiers, Dubai or Big Whites in full PPP uniform, shouted at us. We were sent for 10 days of quarantine in a hotel so drenched with disinfectant that stung our nostrils. Yet few of us that day could have imagined that within weeks, China's zero COVID experiment would collapse, resulting in a tidal wave of cases. Here's another story from the Financial Times. Hong Kong abandons last COVID curves to revive economy. Territory drops mandatory testing for arrivals as it follows Beijing's exit from virus controls. Hong Kong has dropped almost all of its remaining COVID-19 restrictions and scrapped compulsory testing for arrivals as the city aims to revive its pandemic-hit economy and catch up with Beijing's abrupt exit from zero COVID. John Lee, Hong Kong's chief executive, announced on Wednesday that travelers would no longer be required to undergo PCR testing on arrival from Thursday and would only need to present evidence of a negative rapid antigen test. A ban on gatherings of more than 12 people will also be ditched, although the city's outdoor mask mandate remains. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, From crypto to ESG, these are U.S. regulators' top priorities for 2023. Crypto is squarely in the crosshairs of Washington regulators, with fresh calls for stricter controls before the industry can get big enough to affect the broader financial system. Oversight of digital assets is among the most pressing issues for U.S. financial watchdogs in 2023. Next year, they're also set to finalize an overhaul of Wall Street stock trading rules, step up their focus on environmental, social, and governance issues, and review criteria for approving bank mergers. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.